It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, everybody. This is Glenn Coble, and this is Swap Shop. And what we'd like to do, we're kind of toying with the idea of putting Swap Shop in the hangar for a while, maybe until after we have a little bit better control over the COVID-19 that is running rampant throughout the United States. We understand that not a whole lot of people want to go buy something from somebody they don't know at a house that they don't know with very little assurance that that person will come to the door with a mask on and stay 6 feet away from them. So we understand there are a lot of people that aren't interested in doing the Swap Shop, and we come and we go. Sometimes since the COVID, before the COVID, we were getting, 8, 10, 12 calls. So it was going fine. But once COVID hit, we dropped to one or two calls, and sometimes, well, quite often, no calls on Swap Shop. So what we'd like is your back information, what you think we should do with it. Probably next couple of weeks we will be asking this. But what we'd like you to do, and I'm going to give you an address where you can send a little card that says keep it or don't keep it. Or you can go to our website. Just go to our website. That's WWGH radio website. Or you can you can call here. Our phone number is 740-383-9944. You'll be more than happy to take your calls today, and we'll take calls next week. We're just trying to get an idea of what people think about it. As a matter of fact, we have a caller right now. Let's go to the phone. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hey, how you doing, Glenn? How you doing?
I'm doing well. What can we do for you? Did you hear my request?
I heard that.
What do you think? Do you think we should keep Swap Shop during this COVID stuff? Or my thought was maybe we go over to my other show, which is A Progressive Life, which we have a gentleman, Dr. Feynman, who comes on. He's going to come on every Wednesday now. So we're not quite sure what we want to do. So what do you think?
Well, you know, you got to occupy the time-wise where you're at.
We do.
Well, you got to occupy it with something, don't you?
Yeah, and I do some trivia.
Well, people, I assume people would be listening at me now, I hope. Maybe I won't get on anymore on this, where you're at now for this, so I ain't got nothing to sell. Ain't got nothing to buy.
Sure.
Well, I'd buy a good bicycle. Somebody got a good bicycle that's got maybe a 26-inch. It's got all the, old-timer bicycle. It's
got
fenders and all that stuff on it. I don't want one of these kid bills. Somebody might have one sitting around. They want to put it in cold storage. Might want to sell it.
Uh-huh.
I might be interested. I'll give my number here a little later on.
Sure.
And Glenn, I have got a 19-inch colored TV remote. Got the remote with it. Now,
right.
This is free.
Oh.
I've got it out in my garage. I don't want to put it out in the junk. If somebody could use this,
sure.
You know, for the game, kids' game, or so on, and so on. It had a good picture. It still does. If you got to hook it up.
Yeah. Now, if you have an antenna, I assume it's one of the not a flat screen and not a smart TV.
No, it's not a flat screen. No,
but,
no.
But
no.
If you have an antenna, you can pick up. We on our antenna pick up. Probably a dozen channels. Yeah.
Well, I've had it hooked up. I use it off the cable.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can do that too.
I use it on the cable, but now it's free, and we can stay 20 feet apart if somebody wants to look at it.
Sure.
And it's free if somebody wants it. All you got to do is come and get it.
Okay.
And my number is 740-382-0383.
Now, what were the, it was 740, what were the next three numbers?
382.
Okay. And the bicycle that you have, are you trying to sell it, or what's
going on? No. This is free. I'll give this
okay.
to anybody that wants it.
How big is the bicycle?
Oh, the bicycle. No, I want to buy that.
Oh, okay.
Somebody got one.
Okay.
Somebody got one that I like, and they want to sell it, whatever, and it's good shape, good running condition.
Okay.
I hope he's junk, you know.
But, okay.
So, I'll buy that, but now the TV's for giveaway.
Okay, all right, but you're looking for bicycles.
Yeah.
Okay. I will. I'll put that out there, and I'm writing this down. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
You have a 19-inch TV with the remote, and you're willing to give it away free. It works fine.
Yeah.
And you're looking. You're still looking for bicycles. Now you're the gentleman. If I got this correct, you're the gentleman that repairs bikes, right?
No, I ain't the one that repairs.
Oh, okay. No. All right.
No, I don't repair them. I don't know.
Okay, I have a guy that calls in and he repairs bicycles, and I thought maybe you were the same one. Some of these voices, your voices all sound the same to me.
Yeah.
All right, well, we will pass that on to our people, and what's your vote as far as keeping the show on or not?
Yeah, okay, all right. Hope somebody else calls in and
okay.
whatever. So, okay, we'll catch you later. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. He's got a 19-inch TV with remote free of charge. Give him a call at 740-382-0383. And he says he'll stay 6 feet away from you. You can take a look at it if you want to, and take it off his hands. He needs to get it out of the house, right? And he also is looking for some bicycles. So if you've got some bicycles that you're just trying to get rid of, give him a call, and maybe you can get together with him on, a price or whatever. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop here at 740-383-9944. I'm Glenn Coble, and we will be on from now till 1 o'clock, taking your tchotchkes that you want to sell, or your events like a garage sale this weekend, or whatever you would like to advertise. We'll put it on there. Also, we're trying to find out if people want us to continue doing this show, and so you can call in and say yay or nay. Save or toss. Now, we aren't going to toss it permanently. We're just thinking about changing it while we're struggling with this COVID-19 stuff, and maybe backing off, and maybe even changing the day. I really think we should do it on Friday and Saturday, but we don't have anybody willing to to man the store during that time. I can't do it at that time, but we don't have anybody that's willing to run the show at that time. So if you're interested, give us a call. Or, like I said, if you want to send us a note, that might be easier. Let me give you the address if you got a pencil and paper. The address, and you can also send, if you're wanting to get rid of something in the next week's Swap Shop, you can send it to this address. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me give you that one more time so you can, in case you didn't have the pencil in your hand. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. We've had a few people send stuff in to us, and we've used that. People, I think, like to hear themselves on the radio. And by the way, if you call in, it would be much better if you can turn your radio down as we answer the phone, because it kind of throws me off, and it also, at sometimes, it'll make a squeal if your radio's on while you're talking. And it'll mess you up because we have a 30-second delay, so you'll hear what you said 30 seconds ago. That's really confusing. So anyway, we're here, and we would love to help you out, get rid of some of those tchotchkes. I've got several trivia questions. Next week, maybe even today, Fred Malone left behind a paper of Marion County historical trivia, and I'm going to start going through that. That ought to be good. I've read through some of them, and it's good stuff. I think you'll enjoy hearing about that. I'm not sure whether I will dip into that today or not. It kind of depends on the time, but we will get to it, and you'll be surprised at some of the things that I will be able to bring up to you. Do you know, by the way, what state Mount Rushmore is in? Do you know the state that Mount Rushmore is in? Now, what was it? Maybe 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, the president did an event from Mount Rushmore. I've been to Mount Rushmore. I was very impressed. No, you know, it's named after a guy that just happened to walk into the area, and I don't have the whole story, but it was just a guy. I think he was a lawyer, and he showed up, and he asked what the name of the mountain was, and nobody had a name for him. They asked him what his name was, and he said it's Rushmore, and they've been calling it Mount Rushmore ever since. Oh, well, that's kind of unusual. Now, I had a star named after my wife, but not a mountain. Now, the star, nobody ever sees. Well, you probably see it. You just don't know it's named for her. It's the Carol Ann star. Oh, well. I was just trying to get on the good side of her one day. That was for her birthday. I think that was for her birthday. Maybe the first year we were married, after we were married. Her birthday, by the way, is on the 13th. That means that every once in a while, I think last year, her birthday comes up on Friday the 13th. And I think last year it came up on Friday the 13th. I'm not sure. It might have been 2 or 3 years ago. But when it came up on Friday the 13th, it was also the night of a full moon. Kind of scary. Nothing bad happened. We were lucky. So anyway, Mount Rushmore is located in South Dakota. Not North Dakota, South Dakota. Now this one you might know the answer to. Who was the first American to travel in space? Do you remember, I think they put up a monkey before this. I always felt bad for the monkey. I didn't know whether it made back alive or whether they, what happened to the monkey? My guess is he didn't make it back alive, but I don't know that. If you know the answer to that, maybe you could let our listeners know, because I'd like to hear that he came back alive and was fine and grew old and had babies. And now, he'd be very old by now because this happened way back, right? The first traveler, the first American to travel into space was Alan Shepard. There's the name of the Annals of the United States, very famous. He was the first American to travel into space. Let's see. Everybody knows the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway, just in case you don't know. You know, I'm always stunned when they have those television programs on where they ask college graduates questions that are simple questions, but they can't answer. This one might be along that line. What was Mark Twain's real name? Come on, you know this, right? Are you sure? Yeah. It was Samuel Clemens. Not Clements with a T, but Clemens. C-L-E-M-E-N-S. Apparently a very, very funny man. yeah, you wonder. Sometimes those people that are so humorous, they have a sharp wit, but they're not really funny in private life. I've never heard about Samuel Clemens, or Mark Twain as the case may be. I've never heard whether he was a happy-go-lucky funny guy in real life, or whether he was what he was. So anyway, hey, we have somebody that's looking for some bicycles, and also he has a 19-inch television with remote. He'll give that one away free, but he is looking for some bicycles. 740-382-0383. All right, let's continue on. I've got some more trivia here. One of these questions I'm going to say to you, or maybe more than one, I'm going to let you call in and give the answer to it. Most of them, because of our 30-second delay, it's kind of tough, because I'll tell the I'll ask the question, and then I'll give the answer in 30 or 40 seconds. Well, you're just hearing it, so I mess up. So I will give you 2 or 3 minutes to answer the ones that I'm going to let you call in on, all right? Actually, you can call in on anyone you want to, whether it's 30 seconds late or not. I don't care. We love to hear from you. Okay, I think I may have asked this, told the answer to this last week. The first inhabitants of the state of Ohio were the Clovis culture of the Paleo-Indian period. That was back in 13,000 B.C. I bet there isn't nary a man that's still alive. 13,000 B.C., you might be a little long in tooth, right? The Ohio boundaries and constitutions were approved by Thomas Jefferson in 1803. Now, I know I asked this one because it brought up a point that Ohio, even though Ohio was started in 1803 and we thought it was a state in 1803, it wasn't a state until 1953, when because it wasn't quite done correctly, Dwight Eisenhower signed it backdated so that Ohio was really admitted to the Union in 1953. But our date really comes, we show the date 1803 as the origination of Ohio as a state. Did you know that Columbus didn't become the state capital until 1816. That's, 13 years after we became a state. Before that, Chillicothe and Zanesville kind of split that role for the first 13 years. And it's kind of interesting. I think Columbus probably is a better choice because it's dead center in the state. Chillicothe and Zanesville are pretty far off the center of the state. I wonder why that was. Now, I understand that Zanesville was quite an industrial area. They were very famous for their pottery in that area back in the day. And maybe that's why they were, Chillicothe and Zanesville kind of split the role as a state capital back then. Cleveland's population. Now, I always thought Cleveland was as big as Columbus, but it is not. Cleveland's population reached its peak in 1950. In 1950, it was 914,808 people, which was 2.5 times what it is now. And in 1920, it was the fifth largest city in the United States. Now, you know that they were strong because of the industrial movement. They were there was a lot of industry in Cleveland. But now it's far smaller, around closer to 400,000 inhabitants. Kind of an interesting quote or trivia. Not so trivia, but fact about your state. Now, I was born in Indianapolis, Indiana. Well, so was my wife. And we were both born at the same hospital, surprisingly enough. She was born 8 months before me. But and she was a senior when I was a junior. Boy, I tell you what, we weren't close in high school. Senior girls just never went out with junior boys, even junior football players. Nah, well, wasn't included. She was a cheerleader, so she was, you know, she was up there. You know, I don't know if that's still the way it is, but the cheerleaders are always supposedly the best girls. I don't know whether that's true or not. I'm going to leave that up to the girls. I know a lot of the cheerleaders didn't like my daughter very much. My daughter was tall. She was 5'9", 5'10", very fast, and was a starting soccer player on the boys' team. And a lot of girls didn't like her because she was always hanging with the boys' soccer team. A little jealousy there, I think. Okay. Of the eight, Ohio had eight, has had eight U.S. presidents. We know our local boy made good was Mr. Harding. But we've had eight presidents from Ohio. Only one of them served two terms. I'll give you 3 minutes to call in on that. Who do you think it was, an Ohio president, one of eight, who served full two terms? He's the only one. Four others died in office. Makes the office. As a matter of fact, I think I read somewhere where the office of President of the United States is the most deadly job you can have, considering how many people have died in that position. It doesn't help that they're all getting up there in years when they get that position. Okay, so 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes to call in with what Ohio president served two full terms, and he's the only one that served two full terms. Ohio's William Henry Harrison delivered the longest inauguration speech in the U.S. In presidential history. And you know what? Maybe he spoke too long. He ran out of wind. He died 1 month later. It's the shortest term of anybody to hold that office, 1 month. William Henry Harrison, he was one of the eight that Ohio has placed in the office of President of the United States. I think North Carolina, maybe North Carolina or Virginia, also have eight presidential people. I'm not sure which state that is. I think it's North Carolina. It was one of those Eastern Seaboard states, and they got a head start on all of us because they were the first states. Who was the last U.S. president to be elected without winning Ohio? Who do you suppose that was? We're still waiting for the answer on what president, what Ohio president served two full terms, and he was the only one to do it, okay? This one I'm going to give you the answer to. The last U.S. president to be elected without winning Ohio, John F. Kennedy in 1960. I remember that. That was quite a, Kennedy was the first Catholic to be nominated. I'm not sure if he's the first one to be nominated, but he was our first Catholic president. And there was a lot of consternation about that. I have no idea why, but I guess there were a lot of people that felt that he would take his religion too much, considering we are supposed to have a separation between church and state, I guess. But he was one of the United States' favorite presidents, if I recall correctly. He was obviously killed in office by in Dallas, Ohio. Dallas, Texas, by Oswald. And you never know whether that helped make him more popular or less popular. You know, if he had lived longer and done something bad, maybe he would be less popular. But he was a very popular president. All right. I guess we don't have anybody that's going to give us the answer on the only U.S. president from Ohio to serve two full terms was Ulysses S. Grant. He served two full terms, and one of our more famous alumni from the state of Ohio, Ulysses S. Grant, Civil War general. I was talking to someone who knows history. I think it might have been Fred Malone. I'm not sure whether he was truly an alcoholic, but apparently he drank a lot early in his presidency, but had to straighten up for the second term. But we got through it fine. What are we, 39 days away from the next election? Let me look it up here. And I was also going to give you a little bit of the weather forecast. The temperature right now, by the way, is 72 degrees. Where was I going? I forgot where I was going. Anyway, I was going to give you a little bit of the weather earlier. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to be either in the high 70s or the low 80s all 3 days with sunny. It's going to be beautiful. And then we fall off the cliff, and it drops to the high 60s and 50s for the next week after that. I don't know. I think I'm going to have to pick off the tomatoes that I do have that are still green and put them in that paper bag and let them turn red. What do you think? That usually works for us. They aren't quite as tasty as they would be if they were ripened on the vine, but they're pretty tasty. And I was given by James Anderson this morning two little pawpaws that I'm looking forward to eating. Hang in there. We've got a phone call. Let's go to the phone. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Glenn.
Hi.
You were going to how many days to election? That's where you were.
Really, oh, yeah. That's right. Thanks. I need a secretary.
And, you know, William Henry Harrison, I gave that two-hour speech or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess it was pouring rain.
Wow.
It really sort of died, I think, of pneumonia as a result of his speech.
Standing out in the rain,
yep.
Stupid guy.
That's right.
You got to be smarter than that to be a president, don't you?
You would think so.
Well, let me tell you, it's 39 days, 11 hours, 17 minutes, and 20 seconds until our election day.
Okay. Now, for me, it's only going to be about 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That's what it's going to be for me.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be for the Cobles as well.
Right.
All righty. Have a great day, and thanks for reminding me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, me. Sometimes I wonder where my brain went. I never did have much of a brain. I was never a really... Well, I guess my IQ test said I had a good brain. But I just didn't know how to use it. That was my problem, right? Hey, by the way, we do have somebody that's looking for some bicycles. And also, he has a 19-inch television with remote that works, and it's free. Give him a call, 740-382-0101. 1-800-273-0383. Let me give you that number again. He's looking for bicycles. He's got a 19-inch TV with the remote, and it works, and it's free. You know, those older TVs, they work fine on an antenna still. Also, you can get that little box. But anyway, or you can, some of them you can actually hook up to your cable. Anyway, it's 740-382-0383. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. We had a great morning this morning with James Anderson, and he did give me two pawpaws. And I'm going to take them home. We're going to wait until they get just a little squishy. And we're going to taste them and see if they really do taste like mango mixed with banana. That's what he said. And I tell you what, I believe everything James Anderson tells me because he is a sharp guy. All right. I already asked that question. Did you know that Oberlin College became the very first college in the United States to admit women in 1833? They admitted women way before suffrage. And they also had some of the first African Americans in 1835 admitted to Oberlin College. How forward-thinking is that? We have it. We struggle right now just thinking that that should be right. Oberlin College was the first college to admit women in 1833, and they admitted African Americans in 1835. The very first black mayor of a major city, you have any idea? The very first black mayor of a major city was Cleveland's Carl Stokes. And that was back when I was still a single man in 1967. Oh, me. 50 years I made it, or my wife made it, I guess. All right, let's see. I already told you that Ulysses S. Grant was the only Ohio president to serve two full terms. All right, let's see if we can find another one that we can offer the opportunity for you to call in. Okay, here's one. This is going to be a little tough one. What Ohioan is credited with inventing the hot dog? He also invented baseball scorecards and drinking through the drinking straw. Now, he'd be in trouble now. No, they're paper straws back then. That's okay. It's the plastic straws that people don't like because they just never go away. And, you know, those straws, that you can actually poke a straw through, probably through your hand. You can definitely poke it through a watermelon if you jab it just right, squarely. So they're kind of dangerous. Anyway, who invented the hot dog, baseball scorecard, and drinking straw? He was from Ohio. He's from Niles, Ohio. So give me a call. I'll give you 3 minutes to answer that if you want to try, and we'll give you an attaboy. I forgot to give the last caller an attaboy. So here's a delayed attaboy. We'll pat you on the back if virtually, I guess, the term goes. Okay. Do you know, now, this is going to throw some people off, I think. Yeah, who was the very first African-American athlete to win Olympic gold medal? And this will tell you it's not who you're thinking of because it was done in Paris in 1924. Who do you think? What was his name? I'll give you 3 minutes to call in on that one, too. So I've got two there going. The gentleman that invented the hot dog, baseball scorecard, and drinking straw, and also the very first African-American to win an Olympic gold medal. Both of these gentlemen, well, Steve, oh, gee, I almost gave it away, but I didn't. The man that invented the hot dog is from Niles, and the man who is the first African-American athlete is from Cincinnati. Okay. Actor, comedian, I told you this one last week, so I'm not going to do that one again. You know, the film back in 1994, The Shawshank Redemption, it was filmed at the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, a stone's throw from here. And you can still take a tour of the filming site. Though that tree, you know, the tree where he buried the, whatever he buried something under the tree. The tree's gone. It got knocked down in high winds in 2016. Anyway, but it's still, reformatory is still there, so you can go out and go over there and see it, and you can take a tour of the filming sites. I'm not a big tour fan. I'm not a big big fan of following either celebrities or, you know, sites like that. They don't really interest me a lot. I spent 18 years in intercollegiate athletics and watched the way people made fools out of themselves coming up to some of my athletes and, you know, acting idiotic. And also a couple of my coaches were nationally famous, and I had to kind of help them out, get away from some people. One time, Ray Meyer, as a matter of fact, it was down at OU. we came to OU and played against the Bobcats. Before I was with the Bobcats, this is when I was with DePaul, the Blue Demon. We came to DePaul and played the Bobcats, and the Bobcats won. And at the time, I think we were ranked in the top 10 in the nation, the Blue Demon was. And my coach, Ray Meyer, who is, well, he's nationally famous, world famous. Anyway, coach said to me, I don't want to talk to anybody. Just find a way to get me out of the locker room and let's get out of here. And I said, no problem. We got the team out. The team all got on the bus. And then Ray decided, okay, it's time for me to go. And we stepped out of the door, and somebody saw him. And they yelled, hey, Ray! And he jumped back into the locker room. He said, what are we going to do? And I said, well, we can make a run for it. He said, oh, no. And he spent at least 45 minutes signing autographs and talking to the kids that wanted to talk to him, even though he was... He was brokenhearted. Okay, we got a phone call. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
I got a little comment on your swap shop.
Okay. Let me know.
I don't know how you could do any more advertisement out there, because when I go to see the garage sales,
yeah,
I give your number and say if they ever have one again, you know, they'll let call you.
Yeah, and I've talked to people about that too, yeah.
But they say, well, we didn't know this, you know, we didn't know there was a station or whatever, but I know we usually just drive by and stuff, which are pretty busy, but if I stop at any, I always give the number out.
Oh, thank you, I appreciate that.
Because I just figured, I didn't know if that was the reason or not, because I know usually there's a lot I know that really doesn't every weekend, I mean, they'd be glad to get on there, you know. But
yeah, well, I don't have any budget for advertising, and we really don't have any outlet except for our own radio to do that. And, you know,
yeah.
I understand if we could advertise it, it might be good for the show, but we don't make any money at it, so,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
why do it? Why spend money to not make anything?
Right. I understand that, but that's what just a suggestion. I thought, you know,
yeah,
but I should I realize that. But
well, let's pass.
Word of mouth will start doing something for you, you know. But like I say, you're probably right about this time. But this stuff going on,
yeah.
I mean, there's still a lot of them out there. And I mean, we've seen them where you couldn't get up the driveway, but they wasn't doing their distance and mask either.
Yeah.
So I don't go to them places.
Yeah, well, it kind of scares me when I drive by one and see that nobody's wearing a mask.
We went to a couple stores the other day, and dollar stores. And when we usually go away on the weekends, we stop at them, and the girls inside behind the glass was doing all right, but yep. There's 20, 25 people in the store, nobody. They're just coming in and out with no mask.
Yeah, and it's just a matter of courtesy and caring for other people, because it really... you're really protecting the other person as much as you're protecting yourself. You're not spreading your droplets on them, yeah. For lack of a better term. Yeah.
Well, what gets me, I mean, the signs are on the door. You can't enter unless you have a mask. But then why? It's just like these guys saying, you know, I don't have to or whatever.
Right. I guess they're tough guys.
Yeah, but I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, Glenn.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, it's good to hear from our listeners. I think he's got a good point, a very good point, but it's very hard for us to advertise when we don't really have an advertising budget. But if you happen to be going to some garage sales this weekend, it wouldn't hurt for you to tell them, hey, next week, why don't you call on if you're going to have another one? But that's the other problem. If you tell them when they're having a garage sale, they're probably done with that garage sale. I've done garage sales, and I don't want to do them 2 weeks in a row. But anyway, if you have a friend that's going to have a garage sale this weekend or next weekend, tell them, give us a call. I really like to have callers, but it truly doesn't bother me if I don't have callers. We go through some trivia, and we talk with the nice people that call in, and that's kind of what this radio station is all about. It's your radio station, so we can do with it as you want us to do with it. We can't say bad words, though. I was corrected today. I said a close to a bad word. So we can't say bad words, but we can certainly talk to you. And we had Ed Asner on this morning. Scott had Ed on, and he is such a delight. He's going to be 91 here in a couple of months, I think. And it's fun to listen to some of those old timers. Now, he's still active as an actor. Here's another call. Let's go to the phone. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Yeah, I have a trailer I'd like to sell.
A trailer like...
It's an old farm trailer.
I got you.
You can pull it behind a tractor or a lawn tractor.
Okay.
Or I've also got a hitch on it. You can pull it behind a car or truck if you want to buy a license plate, but
okay.
It doesn't require any title.
Okay. So you would, have to have a license for it if you're going to drive it on the highway. Okay, now, how big is it? Can you give us a size, a rough size?
It's all steel. It's a tilt bed, 71 and a half inches. This is the inside measurements.
Uh-huh.
71 and a half inches long, 46 wide, and 12 inches deep.
Okay. That's kind of the size of a sheet of plywood, basically.
Well, almost.
Give or take, give or take a couple of inches. Okay. And what number can they call and arrange to see it?
It's got 16-inch tires and wheels on it.
Okay, 16-inch.
It's all steel. And then I have some, what's left of some wood railings that go another foot higher around the side, but they need some attention.
Okay.
And so I'll take $75
for it. Oh, that's a good price, yeah. I've been looking for a trailer to haul dirt for my gardening.
Well, this is good because it tilts. It makes it easier to load and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And or to drive a small lawn tractor or mower up onto it or something,
yeah.
You know. But
I'm going to ask my wife when I get home, can I go buy that? All right. Give
it's
me your phone.
It's a real old one, but it's
doesn't hurt. Yeah.
Steel.
Yeah.
And I've still got what's left of the wood railing, but it's not... Wood railing's not in very good shape.
Yeah. Well, I'd probably put a tarp. If I'd use it for dirt, I'd probably put a tarp up the sides anyway so that the dirt didn't all fall out.
I had lights on it, but they're not good anymore. But I've got a set of lights I'll throw in to put on it.
All righty. Give us your phone number.
740-389-3800. 1611.
Okay, and the number is 740-389-1611. I don't have much time to say it again, but let me repeat it for you so that you can tell me if I've got it right. A trailer and hitch. It's got a steel tilt bed. It's 71.5 inches long, 46 inches wide, and was it 12 inches tall?
12 inches deep.
Yeah, deep. I meant. And it comes. It has 16-inch wheels and tires. You have wood rails for it. Get a little rough, but you have them. And all you want is $75. That's a great deal. A phone number: 740-389-1611. Okay. I think I'm going to run out of time, so I won't be able to mention it again, but hopefully you'll get a phone call.
You got it all right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right. You are listening to Swap Shop, and I'm afraid I have run out of time. We're down to the last 20 seconds, so I won't be able to announce that again. But it's a trailer and hitch, 740-389-1611. Also, we have somebody looking for bicycles and a TV he'd like to give away, 740-382-0388. Or 0383. All right. Have a great day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.